Customer and Growth-Focused Structure, 1994 to 2002. In 1994, we regained our stability. Frisa began to be profitable and to grow again. The structure recommended by Aurelio Flores with the Adices model was bearing fruit. During the following years, we fine-tuned our transformation. We aligned the entire company to serve internal customers, prioritizing satisfying the end customer. Staff participation and results-linked incentives created a dynamic of continuous improvement. In 1995, we won the National Quality Award. Everyone across the company shared this satisfaction. In December 1994, Mexico had entered a profound financial crisis, but the devaluation of the currency benefited the profitability of our exports. The United States was in a cycle of intense economic growth, and we took advantage of this. In 4 years, Frisa's sales grew more than threefold. In fall 1997, the oil price fell, dragging the industry's supply chain with it. Frisa had to stop a production line and let go of some of its staff. The founder and leader began planning diversification and exploring the aerospace segment. He also decided to step down from his position as CEO.